the other members of the family, the same family, may have nothing. And that was determined by the whereabouts of each individual person in the family at the time of the radioactive fallout. It is also determined by the amount of milk each member of the family may have consumed. It is also determined by the type of particles that were ingested by the individual family members. Next slide, please. An accident in the Institute of Atomic Energy in Moscow. That's day one after the accident. There is a light swelling on the face, and that's all you can see. Next slide, please. Then day 10. On the side of irradiation, you see a lot of herpes. Next slide, please. Same herpes. Next slide, please. Day 30. Herpes is all but gone. The eyes are affected. The left eye is worse than the right eye. The man was turned with his left side to the reactor appellation on the left side. The patient would live for 17 years and he would die as a result of irradiation hepatitis. He would lose his left eye. He would lose his left eye shortly after the accident. Next slide, please. This is a partner of his, or a comrade of his, who stood next to him at the time of the accident. This man is older than the man on the other slide. I will not let you see the evolution of that face. This is day one, just a slight swelling. He stood bending a little forwards towards the reactor and he received a lot of radiation on his saliva glands. I forgot to mention that the dosimeter registered a dose of 900 reds, the physical dosimeter that both of the men wore. That's an important phenomenon. We don't really have dosimeters worn by people who are responsible for accidents. 900 rads on the chest. About 300 rads on the small of his back. Therefore, the bone marrow finally was restored to its original function. This man went through irradiation hepatitis. He suffered from that for a year. It is a clinical situation that is not like anything else. However, it was checked at one point. The man's survived the accident by 20 years, and he died from a brain tumor. Next slide, please. This is a slide from the accident in the same, another accident, I'm sorry, in the same institute. I'm showing the legs, or the feet in this case, about 1,500 rads. Both feet were amputated subsequently as a result of sclerosis, multiple sclerosis. Next slide, please. Very unusual type of radiation, which you can see here in the same institute, another accident. This patient had an intestinal syndrome, I apologize for the unusual portion of the body where this patient was radiated. However, what you see here is the pelvic zone. His intestines were irradiated from the bottom up. The first case ever of acute intestinal irradiation disease, which was diagnosed, and you know, we were able to save the patient. Next slide, please. This is what you see is a hand contractured, and it had to be amputated subsequently.
От прогрессирующего,
as a result,
медленно прогрессирующего, облитерирующего склероза,
a slow multiple sclerosis of the blood vessels, of the arterial trunks.
Следующий слайд.
Next slide, please.
Это тоже авария в институте атомной
An accident in the Kurchatov Atomic Energy Institute.
Доза на поверхности, на передней поверхности
порядка. The surface dose of about 2,000 rands.
Больной в течение двух недель погиб.
The patient died in a matter of 2 weeks as a result of irradiation sickness, intestinal syndrome, and depression of the bone marrow. He had a very bad oral syndrome, which you can see here. Next slide, please. This is the PM picture of the intestine. What you see here is a lot of necrotic enteropathy. Thank you. Thank you for the slides. I will not show you all the horrors of epithelial damage as a result of radiation. A video movie has been made, which we have left here in the United States. We don't have the time at this moment to let you view this movie. However, what you saw on that patient's lips should be extrapolated for the entire surface of the body. Next slide, please.
What
the sooner it may be available. And the visitor shows an exact same greeting for two patients. If it's worn on the chest, it does not mean, in effect, that the patients received the same dose, because the damage to the bone marrow as a result of accidents always looks different in different patients. Back in the 60s, 1967 was the year of the publication. Well, back in the 60s, as I said, a system was developed for biological indicators, that enabled the investigator to characterize the irradiation dosage on the bone marrow, local dosage, and total dosage. The latter, of course, you understand, is arbitrary. The system enabled us to determine the irradiation of the skin, and as a result, it also enabled the researcher to predict the type of damage to the entire body that might develop in the future. The system proved invaluable at the time of the Chernobyl accident, because the number of people irradiated amounted originally by the thousands.
However,
the professional researcher selected 200-odd persons who really had irradiation disease. In other words, persons who were exposed to more than 100 rads. The persons were committed to inpatient hospitals, and they received the necessary health care. One of the earliest dosimeters for bone marrow was the chromosome analysis of bone marrow. Following irradiation, 24 to 48 hours after the irradiation. What you can see here is a multitude of dicentrics, tetracentrics fragments, and that suggests a very high irradiation dose. The number of cells, however, with damaged chromosomes is proportionate to the actual irradiation dose. The technique was refined using oncological irradiations. A curve was plotted, which enabled subsequent researchers to use it on other patients. Next slide, please. What you see here is other metaphases of other patients, dicentrics, fragments. Fragments here, dicentrics. Next slide, please.
Наблюдение за большим довольно контингентом больных
study of a large cohort of patients representing, as they did, different accidents, allowed us to identify a correlation in the progress of the disease. Here what you see is a small dose. Here what you see is about 600 birds on the bone marrow, 100 on the top of the slide, and you know, anything in between in the middle. 600 right here. The correlation is this is the curve representing the leukocyte change. What you can see is the early drop or dip around day 7, 8, or 9. There's a temporary hike in the leukocytes and the major dip. At 200 rads on the bone marrow, what you see is a granulocytosis. In other words, what you see here is the touch and go situation. At 600, there isn't an abortive hike, as you can see. The higher the dosage, the earlier you witness restatement of leukocyte production. This is applicable to reactor accidents where the time of irradiation is merely several fractions of a second. In a situation of prolonged irradiation, sustained irradiation, as was the case at the time of the Chernobyl accident, the granulocytosis becomes much more sustained. The phenomenon of granulocytosis is an interesting phenomenon in itself, and no serious research into that has been undertaken. Most of the patients who have received irradiation doses at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant had exposure that lasted from 3 to 4 hours. Next slide, please. Here you have the schematics of a human in a model that a physician faces as he needs to determine the irradiation dosage. Epilation is retarded, damage to the eyes, damage to the lips, the neurological analysis of the bone marrow, the intestine, the liver, again the chromosome analysis from the pelvic area, damage to the skin, and so on. Next slide, please. What you see here is a table minus the chromosome analysis. The table allows the physician to diagnose from the doctor. The table is available from reference books. I will not comment on them because you can find it in the video movie. I would like to mention the developers of the biological simeter system, Marina Brilliant,
Valentin
Ivanov,
Evgeny
Pyatkin. They are no longer with us. They have passed away.
Кроме того, хромосомным анализом очень много занимались и сделали Елена Домрачева,
Елена Домрачева, he is one of our presenters. Mrs. Мельникова, Mrs. Покровская, and other researchers.
И вот таким образом можно воспроизводить полученную доту.
This is how one can reproduce or reconstruct the dose. What you see here are dosages in excess of 100 rads, however, chromosome analysis. And most recently, the analysis for the tooth enamel analysis is also has been recently. Next slide, please. This is one of our first patients following an accident, and that is his leukocyte curve. Very small, abortive, high coronal leukocytosis. And this is the type of irradiation stance. In other words, we can reconstruct the stance, the attitude of the patient at the time of the accident. Any speculation about the possible effects will remain speculation. We will keep talking about the effects of the accident or
accident.
However, we must be very specific in knowing what we need to do. Particular research, what we have analyzed is the results of direct impact of ionizing radiation. And in that particular research, we are not interested in any side effects such as stress, diet habits, lifestyles, etc. The impact of other damaging factors. We are not considering this, we are disregarding this, because if we took all of these into consideration, we would need to be talking about the immunity system, leukosa epidemics, we would be talking about two-headed calves, and arriving at the understanding of what kind of tumors, of what organs are related to what sort of radiation, what sort of isotopes. The emotional factor should be expurgated from this research, and thank you very much for your attention. But they have obscured the real picture. What we have is a lot of background noise. What we don't have is tangible information. When you're talking about chronic radiation at doses other than low doses, well, that's something we know more about. However, let's formulate the rules of the game, as it were. When we're talking low dosage, we're talking about a total dosage under 100 rads. In other words, lower than the dosage that can cause chronic irradiation sickness, under 100. Now, anything over 100, though, of course, it's pushing 200 rads. Chronic irradiation, yes, we know more
уникальный материал, которым можно похвастать только моя страна.
Unique material that only Russia, Soviet, what used to be the Soviet Union, can really boast of if it fails like it. This is a situation where the patients are characterized by high tumor incidence.
Suffer from debilitating
neurotic syndrome.
Если облучение связано с инкорпорацией изотопов, а речь идет о плутонии чаще всего,
плутоний, полоний, стронций,
я имею в виду производство атомной бомбы,
I'm talking about the production or manufacture of an atomic bomb.
There
are other factors such as bone pains and aches.
Ну и наряду с этим, конечно, были и местные повреждения в больших дозах.
There are considerable local damages such as burns.
Но картина болезни довольно четкая.
However, there's no mistaking the irradiation disease,
and
it is equivalent to what remains after, remains from the acute condition at dosages over 300 grams. Let me just explain
that
the purpose of my presentation is simply to expose people to some of the materials that will not be available until, God forbid, another nuclear bomb explodes. And, if that happens, the people will at least be forewarned and therefore forearmed. The Japanese did not know that an atomic bomb had in fact exploded right above their heads. They didn't know about that for a long time afterwards either.